Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Yes, indeed. This is the big moment we've all been waiting for. Everybody should come here at least once. Never, ever forget it. And the noise of busy, excitement, and feeling down there. Boy, boy, listen to that crowd. It's all gonna happen.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
You ever been there? Or as it were. I'm Rich Phillips, along with James Westland, in for the aforementioned Sean and David. They are the sweet spot. We're in tomorrow, Wednesday as well, here, from 1 to 3. We are to be joined from somewhere in this world by the hard line.
Hello,
can
Rich.
Can you get us on your sweater?
James?
Is that Rich Phillips?
I'm trying to see if I can get you on my knee brace.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Corby.
Hey, Rich.
So, sponsored by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery, and Gimme the Vent brings you Snake Face McDavid Pants.
Thank you very much. And everyone hold a good thought for Justin Montemayor, who apparently got caught in a combine and was ripped to pieces.
After he did the morning show today?
Yes. Yes.
Did he do the 40?
It was really a rough scene. But we will soldier forward. Much like Goose did after their fan died at Madison Square Garden, we will keep the show going.
I saw that.
Bingo.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Corby.
Are now scheduled for next year on 9/11.
Yes, sir. And Paul in... We're going to play that game at Dallas Stadium.
I know. I hope it looks as cool as it does now. I have a feeling it won't.
I have a feeling it won't either.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to sit in the booth with you if that's cool with
All
you.
All right, come on up. You can be my spotter.
All right.
That's 27? 2027?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the return game because we went up there in 23?
I believe so.
I think so.
James, I don't know if we've met.
Not officially until this very moment.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
Well, nice to meet you.
What do you look like, James?
Used to pass as the snake.
He's a strapping young man, blonde hair.
What are you wearing?
Johnny Bravo. I'm dressed like a cartoon.
How old are you? Are you above 18?
Barely.
Okay. You're barely legal.
Corby's
barely legal.
Court ordered to always ask that.
He's are like you 42, dude. Come on.
It's 41, Rich, back
then. Okay. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Are you clean-shaven?
No.
Okay.
What about down there?
I'm looking around. I think
are
we're
you hotter than Lando?
Beards.
Okay.
Probably not. Lando. I'd say no. A hard no on that. Feet.
You need to have Lando's more confidence hot. In yourself than that, right. My friend.
We're all on the same team, okay?
Don't judge
I'm
your...
I'm building you up.
Thank you.
All right.
Lando, is he hotter than an orc?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, that's pretty good looking.
But not as hot as an elf.
No.
Would he be the hottest orc?
Orc. All right. Today is June 22nd, the 173rd day of the year. And by the way, we are out at TPC Craig Ranch.
Don't come out here, Cat.
Celebrating the Byron Nelson.
Oh.
And
4 weeks later?
Yes, and also American Airlines, who invited us up here to play, to win the golf tournament, and to broadcast. So thank you to American Airlines.
Unfortunately, you had to pull out after 13 holes.
But we won because we'll have the low score. Bob and I will finish on the medal stand, shooting a 56.
Rough.
Through 13 holes?
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Today is June 22nd, the 173rd day of the year, 192 days left in 2026. Today is National Kissing Day.
Come over here.
Get over here. Bob and I had a ball kiss today. Well, not...
We did.
What?
you knocked them together?
We kind of did.
He, on the very last hole, my ball was about 4 feet away from the cup, and he was 20 feet away.
Balls. He refused to mark it.
And he putted it, and it just was daintily rolling toward my ball. And his ball just rolled a like a just a little kiss right into mine.
Like a, there was like a sea here between them.
Right, right.
I can't remember if it was yesterday or Saturday at the U.S. Open. I saw a putt that stopped when it hit the other guy's ball mark.
I saw that.
It was really?
Like a foot and a half from the cup. He went by it about a foot and a half, and it would have gone farther.
That's right.
Except it hit a ball marker and stopped.
So
right
it worked
there.
Out for him.
It did. Yeah. It was a good backstop for him.
Backstopping. Illegal.
I'd never seen that.
Today is Be Kinder Day, and it's also National Chocolate Eclair Day.
Eclair?
That's a really spare day there.
Yeah.
That's like a cream pie, only fancier.
Did I pronounce it wrong?
I don't know.
Eclair?
Eclair?
Now I'm not even sure.
Chocolate
Can
eclair.
Those be delivered to Craig Ranch?
20 minutes.
On this day in history, in 1847, the first ring donut is supposedly created by Hanson Gregory. The game?
What's the food?
Huh?
The first
What's a
donut?
Ring donut? A donut?
A regular donut.
The donut that, like, did they all have not have a hole in the middle before?
Did you say game?
It does feel redundant to say ring donut.
Right. In 1934, John Dillinger. John Dillinger is informally named America's first public enemy number one.
Hmm.
I think because he had, like, machine guns and was killing people at banks and stuff.
Mm.
In 1940, big day in Joliet, Illinois, as the first Dairy Queen opened.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad was probably there.
Is he from Joliet?
He is.
Was soft serve invented yet?
Or the Dilly Bar?
Was he one of the Blues
the hunger,
Brothers Rich?
The Hunger
He was
Buster?
Not. He would have been two when that opened, by the way.
Okay.
I so he could have been there.
Easier Burger.
God, I love DQ.
Get you
Is that where the Blues Brothers
basket?
Were incarcerated, though, in Joliet?
Yep. It was.
Yeah, Joliet's known for a big state prison.
And did their time in Joliet. In 1941, it was Operation Barbarossa as Nazi Germany and its allies invaded the Soviet Union during World War II, the largest military operation in history. To that date, just wait another 5 or 6 years or so, and we'll show you a big operation. In 1955, Walt Disney's animated film Lady and the Tramp is released.
Anybody seen it?
We all have seen it, right?
I don't think I've ever seen
Weren't
it.
Weren't we forced to watch it like when we were kids and stuff?
I mean, there was a time where that was pretty much it.
I think I used to have like this summertime, you know, the summer day camp you go to, and we would go to a movie some weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I skipped out to the arcade during that movie.
Hey, Rich.
Because it sucked.
We'll see you next week.
Well, we've all seen the scene.
Yeah, where he noses the meatball over and then they.
Yeah, the spaghetti.
Strand together. Oh, yeah. We all know that. That's about
it's
all
one
I
of the
got.
Hottest scenes in movie
right.
history.
Uh-huh. That's the most erotic Disney scene ever.
Yeah. In 1955, oh, let's see, I already did that. In 1970, President Richard Nixon signed an extension of the 1965 Voting Rights Act that required voting age of 18 in all federal, state, and local elections. Let me just say, too young.
Yeah. Idiots.
What was it before,
Hot
21?
Sports. Opinions.
Like 12.
I was going to say, or was it lower?
Yeah, it was probably 12. Like, if you're old enough to work in a factory, you should be able to vote.
Yeah. In 1981, we had a very, very famous sports moment. John McEnroe had his rant toward the umpire when
Tennis.
The umpire called a ball out that hit the chalk on his serve, clearly in, and McEnroe ran over to him and yelled, "You cannot be serious." It's a great moment. In 2007, Patrick Kane is selected by the Chicago Blackhawks as the first overall pick in the 07 draft.
Pretty random.
Not Bane.
Patrick Bane?
In 2011, after hiding out for 16 years, the Boston gangster Whitey Bulger is arrested outside of his apartment in Santa Monica, California. Busted by a hairdresser? Or was he living with a hairdresser? I can't remember the story.
It was a pretty good 60 minutes, as I recall. I'm trying to remember how he got busted.
And he had all those guns hidden in the wall, guns and money and stuff like that.
He was pier adjacent. Yeah, wandered onto that Santa Monica pier and just kind of look around.
16 years living in plain sight, just hanging out in freaking L.A.
You ever been there?
Where?
The Santa Monica? That's a drop.
In 2016, NHL owners unanimously approved the Las Vegas expansion bid to start play in the 2017-18 season. And here
seems
they are
like
with the Cup, a couple other second places. Too much success.
The rest of the story.
They're 10 years old.
Yeah, they've had a pretty good go of things.
And on this date in 2026, at Dallas Stadium in Arlington, Lionel Messi scored his 17th World Cup goal, breaking the all-time men's tournament record held by Miroslav Klose.
Wow. And then he ran out the score on him.
He did. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
We have got ourselves a cumulus birthday. Everybody stand up.
Don't come out here.
I can't stand very well.
Face the north and say a happy birthday to one Jason Killer Price.
Yep, it's my birthday.
How many is that, Killer?
50.
All right, welcome to the club.
Are you 50 on the nose?
Hey, right on the money.
No way, dude.
Wow.
Get ready.
Such a waste of manness.
It all starts to change.
That's awesome, Killer. You made it to 50. I bet you.
I know.
Nobody thought that would happen 20 years ago when we met. There's no way I thought you'd ever make it to 50.
Or I'd still be employed by this time.
Definitely, that one.
Yes. Yeah. Killer, the official mascot of the ticket forever and always. Happy birthday, buddy. We love you.
I love you too, buddy.
Monty. Sorry, Monty's dead. Please wish my P1 husband, Frank Salazar, a very happy early birthday as we cheer on the U.S. today. His birthday is tomorrow. Wait a minute. What? His leaders are 80s prom, Dave. E-break Bob, Dave. Bob. And the hyperbolic Bob. Chamber, Corby. His drop request is the Grandpa Munster saying 1310 the chicken. Thanks, and I will leave you alone now, Killer. P1 Beth and P1 Brubs.
Frank and Beth are awesome. Good P1.
I want to wish Franklin a happy birthday tomorrow. His leaders are Johnny Pants and Tiger Cub. He would love to hear Norm's homosexuals drop.
Homosexuals.
That is also
He had that right after.
Boy, didn't he?
Good afternoon, Monty, who's dead. Could you please wish my dad, Rick, a happy 61st birthday? I hope he enjoys his turtle time. He's the one who made my brothers and I P1 listeners from birth. His leaders are George and Corby. Drop request, George reading 50 Shades of Grey with the Corby's Kids drop.
Oh, to slam deliciously.
Shut the f***!
I want to hear the remix. You can't just play the drop without the remix.
Monto, RIP, please wish my daughter Peyton Price a happy 17th birthday. Gordo and Monty are her leaders. Her favorite drop is Corby's Kids yelling at Corby on Father's Day when he asked for a Father's Day hug.
No, bitch!
Okay. I mean, that's not far from what happened.
Yeah, my kids skipped out on Father's Day dinner. Nah, we're good. You can go on and eat.
Earn it, old man.
Yeah.
It's all for you. More for you.
He pushes both my knees up in the bed, so behind is in the air, and he slaps me hard because I can react. He plunges. I cry out from the slap and from his sudden assault, again and again, falling apart beneath him as he continues to slam deliciously. Slam deliciously. Slam deliciously.
Hall of Famer Clyde Drexler is 64.
The Glide.
Man, what a stud. Randy Couture, Rich, is 63.
You ever been there?
Is he a wrestler?
No, he's a UFC legend.
Oh, so he's a wrestler.
He is a wrestler.
Why did you call me out?
I don't know.
Somebody I was supposed to know.
I don't know.
Hey, Rich.
Hall of Famer Kurt Warner is 55. You think his wife still has that haircut?
I think she does.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus!
Champ Bailey is 48.
Champ.
Anybody know what his real name is?
What is it? Do you know?
No, I was asking y'all.
Oh, I thought this was like
a key to sticking all those putts. Like
Steve, like a loaded question.
Ronald
Ian Kinsler,
Ronald Bailey Jr.
Ronald Champ Bailey Jr.
All right. A guy I hate, Danny Green, is 39. Zoran Dragic is 37. Cam Akers is 27. Todd Rundgren is 78.
Is the place to be. What?
The great Todd Rundgren. Meryl Streep is 77.
Mm.
Sean.
Wow.
Cyndi Lauper is 73. Ugh. Bruce Campbell is 68. Is that the Evil Dead guy?
Yes.
Did he have a health scare?
I think he did, yeah.
Cancer?
I think so.
The guy that wrote the Da Vinci Code, Dan Brown, is 62. That's Mary all. Lynn Ratch Cub, 55. That's Gail the Snail from Always Sunny, 55.
Oh.
Carson Daly, 53. Donald Faison, 52. Joe Dempsey, who is Gendry in Game of Thrones. Or Gendry. What is it?
Gendry.
Gendry. Gendry. Yeah.
Skippa De Flippa is 34. The rapper. Skippa De Flippa.
There's not a rapper named Skippa De Flippa.
Do you think his mom gave him that name?
I think Ham's messing with you.
Born on this day, now dead, the Hardline Zone, Kris Kristofferson. One of my favorite interviews of all time.
It's Shippa De Flippa, sir.
Shippa?
Huh?
Oh, it says Skippa here.
Well, that's a Skippa there. I see it both ways.
Correct.
Michael Lerner from Elf. Pete Maravich, born on this day, now dead.
Pistol Pete.
Davey O'Brien, our little friend, the Heisman Trophy winner with the smallest uniform we've ever seen in the Fort Worth club.
He looks like middle school Corby.
Yeah.
They were all small.
What a great athlete.
Isn't he the, he was like the best player in football while having the exact dimensions of Lionel Messi.
Yes.
Yeah.
5'7", 140.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like Jerry Jones playing guard.
Yeah, totally. John Dillinger, born on this day, the aforementioned, and dead on this day, still dead, Bob, Tony Siragusa. I'm sorry.
Oh man.
You all right?
I'll be okay, Bob. Yeah.
Like you always said, God.
I can't live in a world where there's no Tony Siragusa, man.
Goose, man. Joel Schumacher, the film director of The Lost Boys, and Batman Forever, and Batman and Robin. Vinnie Paul, dead on the stage, 2018.
That is a sad day.
Heart attack at 54. Yeah. The dog on Frasier Moose.
That's the day the music
Moose.
Died, by the way. So.
What's that?
That's the day the music died.
In some circles. Moose, the dog from Frasier, dead on this day in 2006.
Moose?
His name was Eddie on the show.
Well, he was Eddie on the show, but his real name was Moose.
Oh.
Yeah, guys, okay. He was an actor.
Oh,
do you not understand?
Well, no, dead on this day, still dead, Judy Garland at 47. She drank a lot.
The kids know her.
Pills and stuff.
Hey, Rich.
And still dead as of today, Alan Greenspan, the chairman of the Fed.
He's like 100, wasn't he, when he died?
Died.
He was on the button.
At 100 today.
4-3.
And that's why today doesn't suck. James, I expect more out of you tomorrow.
I'm bringing it.
God.
And
all he said was it's hotter than Lando.
You never heard
that? You ever been there?
Time for broadcasting live
from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.
I still can't believe he's on the Cowboys.
We're counting down the weeks until Cowboys training camp in California.
Oh yeah, Caleb Downs the best safety. That would be fun. Just hearing Caleb Downs, it just kind of gives me the warm fuzzies in anticipation of what this defense could look like.
Camp Pound just ended. Our next camp is training with the Cowboys.
This Cowboys defense under new coordinator Christian Parker got to be better than what we've seen the last couple of years.
There's no Cowboys offseason, even in summer. On Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.